My name is Elizabeth Povinelli. In 2007, Belyuen, an indigenous community in northern Australia in which I have worked for 23 years, was torn apart after a violent riot. At the time, I was working with several local women and men to create a digital archive at the community school through the auspices of the Northern Territory Libraries and Knowledge Centers program. The Knowledge Centers program supports the introduction and maintenance of culturally and socially appropriate digital archives in indigenous communities. It was a fascinating project for everyone. Discussion centered on how to think about information, its vectors of circulation, and its protocols of access. Some people argued that information was not for increasing or changing knowledge, but for building attachments to people and places. For them, knowledge was not about knowing, but rather about the process of how one comes to know. For others, they were excited by the prospects of this new media in keeping their social forms alive and pertinent to the next generation. In other words, people often argued not about the content of knowledge, but what knowledge was for. All of these conversations were in some ways for naught, since after the riot, the members of the community that I had been working with and the close relatives of the older men and women who had authored my archive were driven out. When things settled down, these men and women decided not to return to the community, having been promised by public officials that they would be given housing in a more remote community closer to their traditional lands. However, at nearly the exact moment when Belyuen was torn in half by a riot, the federal government, under the leadership of the conservative John Howard, declared, quote, a national emergency in relation to the abuse of children in Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. Indigenous people living in remote communities, or those like my friends who were promised housing in their traditional country, were told to move closer to the cities where infrastructural and service delivery costs were lower, even if this would mean endangering their lives. This project is a result of these two events and our continuing efforts in the wake of them to create a digital archive. It uses Ruby Yerwin's story to suggest the material conditions and social presuppositions of the building, managing, and celebration of digital archives in late liberalism.